new LO. Crucial things we need to know on 5 on 5
Breakfast. So once you've asked who wrote this, and if you figured it out or you can't figure it out, the next thing you want to ask is, you know, what can I do to check the information that I'm getting in this message?
Right.
Because if you can take a few simple steps, and they're not complicated things to do, but if you can follow a few tried and tested methods to interrogate the information, you'll probably exit that process with a much better understanding of whether the information may or may not be true. One of the themes and topics that we see a lot shared when it comes to false information are topics which really resonate with us. And in South Africa, one of those topics is crime and security. We see a lot of messages being shared on social media and security WhatsApp groups, between family and friends, on street groups, about the latest hijacking trends or about the latest security threats or the latest things that criminals are doing. We share these because we want to help people and because we care. But that instinct and that desire can and does lead us to share information that isn't true. Sure. So what we're going to be talking through today is a hoax, quite a viral hoax that was shared in South Africa, but specifically in Johannesburg a couple of years ago. It was shared along with an image, and the image showed an orange that was studded with long, sharp, quite rusted nails. Okay. So it you couldn't see the nails. The nails had all been poked into the orange and they were embedded in it. And in another image, it had been cut in half so you could see the nails in this orange. The story that went along with this was that criminals were, and hijackers were, studying these oranges, and then they were taking them and they were rolling them onto freeways. And the story went that you'd be driving along, you would drive over one of these oranges, it would puncture your tire and you'd pull over, and that is when you would be hijacked.
Wild.
And this, as you can imagine,
right.
And we got it sent to us, and people said, you know, is this true? Is this something we really need to worry about? And we did a bit of digging around and we found some interesting things. So I think if we come back to the question is, can I verify if this is true?
Mm.
If you got this message, the easiest thing that you could do was you could just close WhatsApp or close Facebook, wherever you are, get away from the share button,
yeah.
Go on to Google and just type in some keywords. It doesn't have to be complicated. You know, oranges, nails, hijacking, Joburg or South Africa, and Google
right.
it. You know, if you did that now, I would bet that our fact check would be the first result and you would find out pretty quickly that it isn't true. But in an alternative world where we hadn't fact checked this, if that had happened in South Africa or in Joburg, I guarantee you someone would have reported on it.
Yeah.
And there would be a legitimate news agency who would be reporting on it because it would be a story. But you're not going to find that. And that's because it, as far as we're aware, hasn't happened in South Africa or Johannesburg.
Cool.
You know, we went a step further. We actually contacted the police. We spoke to SAPS. We spoke to the JNPD. They said, you know, we're not aware of it. It hasn't happened here. And we were actually able to trace the picture in the image to a similar story and hoax that had circulated years ago in Malaysia. Get the basic story of what's happening and Google it, and you'll probably be able to figure out whether it's true or not. Absolutely. And we also have very little insight into why people do this, because there doesn't appear to be a financial motive. You know, no one's trying to sell you something. They're not inciting violence or a sentiment against a certain group.
Right.
They're just really trying to prey on fears. Sometimes, actually in South Africa, quite legitimate fears.
Okay, Kate, what are we speaking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about other ways that people exploit our emotions. And that one of the ways that they do that is with visuals.
New LO. Crucial things we need to know on 5 on 5 Breakfast.